Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a little guest popping in the next segment. Then we're here with bated breath waiting for the Second Amendment announcement as if we don't know what it's going to be. Just finishing up with the Harp interview, he was trying to deny weather modification, weather control. And I could tell he was really trying to restrict what he said. And he did have a guy on the phone the whole time with him, the PR guy, saying, I'm not going on air, I'm just making sure all this goes correctly. They were ready to disconnect him at any moment. And for some reason, they didn't have Dr. Ed Kennedy on, his colleague, or the other guy from the naval end of all this. I'm done talking about it. Trey set it up, and we bring on the, quote, other side. And for other hosts that are going to flip out now and say that we're in league with Harp because we were able to get them on, you can call the PR people, and if you're willing to make 10 phone calls like Trey does, you might be able to get them on. But it's kind of like catching a fish. I had them up to the boat, and it fell out of the boat, but the line stayed in its mouth, and then I was about to catch three fish, and I drug one in. The incredible ignorance out there. It's like when I had Rothschild on. People were going, look at him, he had Rothschild on, he's in league with him. No, Rothschild put out a children's book, brainwashing the children to hate themselves and accept, you know, carbon taxes, and with a stupid polar bear drowning on the front of it. And so we called his publisher and snuck attack him, and I'm not going to tell you our trade secrets, but we actually, it's a bit disingenuous how we get these people on. Now, we with the government, we didn't abscond them. We didn't divert them because we know they can find out. We just said, yeah, it's Alex Jones. And we wanted to have them on. And so that's why they were going, come on, Alex. We don't have space aliens up here during the breaks. Come on, come up here and see. It's really no big deal. Then he tried to deny that Parton was involved, and they did some checking, you heard, during a break and came back and, okay, there was a program in the 80s. See, because they know that's going to be, the PR guy was constantly in his ear the whole time. On another channel, and then I'd hear him during the breaks talking, oh, hold on, I've got that unmuted where they can hear. Let me talk to you now. Click, they'd be gone, and then have their little discussions. What a bizarre job I've got. I mean, it is just so bizarre. But I would like to hear better guests on other shows, and a lot of other shows get jealous and upset about how good our guests are. Why? We're all on the same team fighting the new order here. You can do that, too. If you actually work your butts off, you can get all the big guests, too. Boy, I got Trey working on a whole bunch of important guests right now for this week and next week. Just every time I tell you, it pans out. Lord willing, we got some big guests this week, big guests next week, huge guests coming up next month, later in the month. We've had some mega huge fish that have contacted us that we had right up to the boat in the info war. And who then got spooked and didn't do it. You wouldn't believe the people that have contacted me in the last few years and are fans of the show and what we do, who it would send shockwaves if they came on the show, but they chicken out. That's why you've got to appreciate the courage of a George Carlin, a Charlie Sheen, a German defense minister, Andres von Bülow, an Italian president, a Governor Ventura, a Ray McGovern CIA, a Bill Christensen CIA. Did you hear McGovern? Without me pushing him, he was saying the government would stage terror attacks. This is the guy that briefed Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. You understand, this stuff is real. This stuff is happening. This stuff is going on. Tons of news on the attack on the internet, huge new taxes, control, police state, energy, Second Amendment. 2 hours left. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just had the director of HARP on. Putting out quite a bit of baloney. You can look at that two ways. They're trying to be deceptive, or they are very, very nervous. And are afraid of what the public thinks of them. You know, in the past, they would not come on to do PR pieces on my show or really any other show. But they're doing more and more of that because the government realizes they're losing so much credibility. But we will talk more about that. We're all waiting with bated breath for the Second Amendment ruling. They ruled on it months ago in secret. It's how the Supreme Court works. Then they went to their spring recess. They had a closed-door meeting, supposedly to give oral statements, if they wish. Many times, especially Clarence Thomas, doesn't choose to give an oral statement or comment on why he ruled away. Some of the justices always rule. Others rule some of the time. But the point is, they met yesterday and were supposedly going to release their rulings. And I've been on their website as of about 30 minutes ago. I'm on there right now. And I'm not seeing ruling on the Second Amendment. This is very ominous, and I set up Larry Pratt and Aaron Zellman coming up in about 50 minutes to try to comment on whatever the ruling was today, and it hasn't happened yet. In fact, I can't radio broadcast and Google at the same time. Hey, Aaron, do a Google News search under Second Amendment Supreme Court ruling or Supreme Court rulings released. And because it's going to come out any minute. I mean, it's sometimes they do announce the day after. In a few rare cases, like a week later. This is bizarre. I mean, we need to find out now. And we'll continue to watch this for the next 2 hours while we're live and cover that for you. I got a bunch of other financial news, military news, taxation news, internet news, very important coming up. But also what's important to this show is our sponsors. We can't bring you this radio show without our sponsors. This show wouldn't exist. I mean, I have a small organization of 15 people. I'm about to expand to probably 20. But when you have a small number of people, it's hard to expand because you're so busy tied down with your other workload. I'm not complaining. I'm saying we are trying to go to the next level. We have a warehouse we just signed a lease on 3 weeks ago, and we're moving into that. They're building a new wall, partitioning some areas so we can have offices. We're trying to start a TV show, then TV network. There'll be a lot of opportunities soon. Please don't come bang on our office door wanting a job now. Send in resumes, whether it's in video, internet, sales. We're going to have room for a lot of people. I say five people, but interns or people that want to have test runs with us. The thing is, this is not a social party time here. A lot of other patriot groups and folks, it's a big social deal. This is work. This is grueling work. This is focused work. This is not a game. This is the big leagues and the fight against the New World Order. But that said, we couldn't have done this without our sponsors. And one of our oldest sponsors is Marty the Soap Man. And I've told you the story. It's great organic soap. It's been around 58 years, since 1947. He started it when he got out of the Chemical Weapons Corps in World War II, and with his daddy. Now his son and their son work there in Oakland, California. Because it's directly from them, you get it at 85% off. And I learned about this soap word of mouth and used him for a year before I thought to get him as a sponsor. And that was when I first started getting sponsors. Before that, I was literally three people, and all I did was sell my videos and could barely operate. And I'm really proud of Marty and the fine product he's got. But the reason it's so important that he worked for the Chemical Weapons Corps is that that's why they freaked out and looked at the ingredients of how they were getting rid of soap when he came back from World War II and were moving into detergents and chemicals. The oil companies took over the soap industry. So really, he's just old-fashioned soap. It's vegetable and fruit, the essence of cherry and almond, and you save 85% off, and it's something you can do to hurt the New World Order is to move over to it. Marty, it is always wonderful to have you on once a month with us, and it's just great to be part of your fine product's success story.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that very much, and I want to take care of your listeners. And my number for today is 365. $3.65 per week for all your cleaning supplies, your bath soap, your hair soap, your dish soap, your laundry soap, your cleaning accessories. $3.65 a week. What's it costing you now? You can't compare. We're buying detergents that are costing you for every dollar you spend in the supermarket, 17 to 21 cents of that dollar goes for cleaning chemicals. And that amounts to almost $20 a week out of your grocery store bill. That's $80 a month. That's almost $1,000 a year going down the drain with nothing to show for it. Well, we counter that. How about $15 a month for everything delivered, including shipping, taxes, whatever, including consultation on all your cleaning problems? We take care of you. We have an exclusive for Alex Jones to get a year's supply of Pure Soap products, for including the shipping and the freight, about $180 to $190 per year, and that breaks down to $3.65 a week. Can't beat it. I know you're going to say, oh, it's too good to be true. It's good, and it's true. I couldn't be here and tell you that if you didn't know it was true. I don't believe in extreme exaggerations.
Well, Marty, the people perish for lack of knowledge, and they will pay 85% more for toxic sludge that in hundreds of studies and their own admissions are causing asthma, allergies. And look, in my own family, if we run out of your soap or one of the other organic soaps we use, my wife still buys some stuff at the Whole Foods that, by the way, costs three times what the inorganic costs when you are 85% less than inorganic. I mean, it's usually pay more for organic. You pay less with Marty. But any time we're on vacation or at family's house, like clockwork with my son especially, and I was the same when I was a child, if somebody washes his clothes in Tide or in one of those other ones, he gets rashes all over him. You know, we'll be driving down the road 2 hours after he gets dressed in the morning, and he'll be, Daddy, it hurts, it hurts. My bottom hurts. My leg hurts. And he'll have a rash on his back, on his hind end from the stuff that's in the regular detergents. Why is that, Marty?
Well, what you didn't include was that Tide, spelled backwards, is eat it. And it does that to the skin. It does that to the clothing. It's stronger than dirt. That's what they advertise. Stronger than dirt. It's too strong. It deteriorates the fabric of the clothing. Lint is broken clothing from the detergents. They make it strong, so it strips the soil, deteriorates the soil. It also harms your skin, your clothing, your washing machine, everything it comes in contact with, and is controlled by Procter & Gamble, the largest chemical manufacturer in the world. They did last year $50 billion worth of business. That's B, billion. They spent 10% of that, $5 billion, on TV advertising, billboards, newspapers, magazines, to promote the consumer, to hypnotize the consumer, to have them believe that this is the end for cleaning.
And these ads are so ridiculous. It's like a woman will be depressed and it's a dark, dusty day, and then as soon as she opens the Tide package, flowers shoot out and life's wonderful. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, with the perfumes in there to smell beautiful, perfumes are toxic. Perfumes burn the skin. Who needs it? You have a choice now, and this is what we feel, an American choice of getting back to good old-fashioned 18th, 19th, and early 20th century soap, real organic soap made from coconut oils and vegetable oils and not waste petroleum and not sodium chlorides and not perfumes and all these things that do more harm than good and costing you more than it should.
Now, Marty, you've got a whole line of great products, very simple, but you've got a tote bag that is a sampler that's basically at your cost just for folks to try it. You also have free catalogs. Tell them about that.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't believe me. They think I'm exaggerating with puffery and extremism. I've been doing this for 61 years when I started with my father in 1947. And we feel that people don't believe it's fine. Get a free catalog. Won't even cost you a phone call to get that. You're really so skeptical, you're not sure. Try our month sampler of laundry soap. It's a one-month sampler. It lasts a family of four, anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, for $20 plus shipping to your door, guaranteed, insured. You will find a whole new world opening up for you. We're going to take you out of coach and put you into first class.
Marty, give them the toll-free number.
1-800-340-7091. 800-340-7091. Or look us up on the web, 5starsoap.com. It's right there.
Marty, I've got to hold you over because I got to get a limerick from you and briefly talk about some of the things that are in the toxic detergents and shampoos and things. I mean, folks, the studies I'm reading, separate from Marty, about how they're telling people that have acne now, just get away from the harsh detergents. It's eating your skin. And when I was a child, I remember my mother had to get off Tide and a few other products that would make me break out with red rashes. I mean, this is not good for you. And it's a great sponsor. You save money. And it's good for you. 1-800-340-7091. 5starsub.com. Stay with us.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan Crystal Salt Lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan Crystal Salt Lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Segment with Marty the Soap Man, 5starsoap.com. I only bring you sponsors I personally use, sponsors I believe in, sponsors I think are great values. But I believe you should filter your water. I believe you should try to save money and be healthier by having non-detergent, non-petrochemical cleaning products and shampoos and lotions and bar soap.
I think you should own firearms for your protection, though we don't have any Second Amendment sponsors. We should. I believe in preparedness. We do have great sponsors on that end. I believe in precious metals, evidenced by look at the rise in their price the last 3 years, more than doubling. And I believe in freedom and liberty, and I believe in Marty, the soap man. Marty, again, great having you on with us. Just in closing, give me a well, before we do a limerick, for people that don't know, when you say there are sometimes hundreds of chemicals just under the term perfume, or when you look at the things that are admitted to being shampoo or creams, I mean, it's crazy. Marty, how do they do this? We just had Marty, and then the phone disconnected. Call him back. I want to get his limerick. It'd be bad luck to not get Marty's limerick. They get so many calls when he's on, though. It swamps their phone system. Yeah, 1-800-340-7091. I ought to have Marty Anderson as a regular guest sometime to really talk about what is in the detergents. You shouldn't call them soaps. And then just the fact that in most of these products, half of it's salt, sometimes more. It's just filler. It's just a total scam. Marty, I wanted to get a limerick from you, my friend.
Yeah, you got cut off real fast. I'll be happy to do it. I've got an old one and a new one.
Okay.
The old one is requested by many of the listeners, and it goes like this. A bee's a busy little soul. He has no time for birth control. That is why, in times like these, we have so many sons of bees.
Oh, Marty.
Now, he's a real old one. There was an old justice named Percival who said, I suppose you'll get worse if I'll send you to jail, so I'll put you on bail. Now, wasn't Judge Percival merciful?
Oh, Marty. 1-800-340-7091, 5starsoap.com. Folks, call and get a free catalog or get that $20 tote bag and take the challenge. You'll be impressed with it. You've heard the listeners call in and say, wow, this really is great organic cleaning products and soap. Marty, thank you for everything, my friend.
My pleasure. Good. Looking forward to hearing from you next month.
You bet. Take care, Marty. You know, I was just thinking, I'm going to come back and cover a bunch of news. I was just thinking about how amazing life is. I know I say this every day, but in different ways. It's just so incredible. And all of the amazing humans that have lived before us, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the creations, the things we've made, the things we've built, the poetry, the ideas, the quotes, I feel like I know these poets and philosophers and people, some of them I've read thousands of years ago, some of them dead for thousands of years, some of them whose bones are dust, some of them who died just a few days ago. You know, I got a few criticism emails when I said I like George Carlin. I said I agree with about 90% of what he had to say. I didn't agree with George Carlin cynically not believing there's a God because he couldn't see it. I don't, but at the same time, I'm not a big judge. I think overall he was a good person. He was a rebel. And I'm sad that he was so cynical and so worldly that he could never experience other things in life that some of us have experienced that he hasn't experienced, like Dennis Kucinich waxing religious, or I wouldn't say religious, spiritual here, saying he doesn't care if they kill him. During the break, he said even more to me, but saying that because he's committed, it's a spiritual fight, it's a spiritual journey. Dennis Kucinich didn't used to be like that, but fighting evil will bring you to another level. I don't know how to explain it to people. I mean, I still am a complete joke. I mean, I'm an idiot. I'm a big mouth. I'm a crass blackguard half the time. But I'm growing, and I can see myself growing, and my love increasing, and my intellect increasing, and my wisdom increasing. And I know that my life will be over before I know it. It just goes by so quickly. It's like waiting in a bus stop, and you're waiting 30 minutes, you think it'll never come, and then sure enough, you start daydreaming, looking at the bluebirds in the trees, and here comes the bus pulling up. Well, that's your death, folks. So make sure that you leave stuff behind that's good, because that's how you live forever. You live through the species. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan Gourmet Salt and Healy Bath Salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, Ionizing Salt Crystal Lamps, Respiratory Relieving Salt Pipes, pain-relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're live here, 4 hours, back to back, and then we retransmit on the internet 4 hours consecutively until 20 hours later when we are back live. It's not hard to find Alex Jones every day. 5 days a week, right here in the catbird seat on the front lines of the info war. Okay. The news, ladies and gentlemen, and there is plenty of it here in front of me. We'll get into the Second Amendment and the grave ruling coming down the pike any minute, any hour, any day now with Larry Pratt. And, of course, Aaron Zellman, and we'll have open phones on the issue of the Second Amendment and what you're going to do. Now, I do this every few months. I'll have guests on a topic specific. And our callers are so spoiled with no screening, no nothing, that when I occasionally say I want to be on subject, people call in and have a tractor they want to sell or they want to talk about space aliens or whatever, The point is that I will take calls next hour, and a lot of them, but I want to hear what you have to say about defending the Second Amendment, what you're going to do, and they start trying to restrict it, what the Second Amendment means to you, ideas you've got to wake up conservatives that the Second Amendment is under the greatest attack ever sustained, like every other section of the Bill of Rights. I want to hear from you next hour. In fact, I'll even take some calls on the Second Amendment before our guests join us. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can also call in during this hour with any other subjects you want, but next hour I'm only taking calls on the subject of the attack on our right to defend ourselves, our right to protect ourselves. The surest sign that you're living in a despotism, you're living in a tyranny, you're living in a society run by crooks is when they come after your guns. Okay, let's go over the news here. Bolton says Israel will attack Iran before next president sworn in. Speaking to the London Telegraph, John Bolton, a former United Nations weapons ambassador appointed by President Bush, has predicted that the state of Israel will attack Iran's nuclear sites before the next U.S. president is sworn in. A bunch of other officials and former officials are saying the same thing. They're saying it's probably going to be after Barack Obama is elected. It's a threat. They say if you don't elect McCain, we're going to attack. It's bizarre. As if Barack Obama isn't a warmonger. In an interview with the UK's Telegraph, Bolton said the Arab world would be pleased at news of such an attack. Well, that's kind of true. The Wahhabist Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia will be pleased with an attack on the Shiites. In the reaction, we'll be positive privately, he added. I think there will be public denunciations, but no action. However, Bolton panned the idea that an attack on Iran would be carried out by American forces, stating the administration has essentially given up the possibility. They know full well that if Iran gets hit, they've already put up with terror attacks and staged U.S. Special Forces ops and Al-Qaeda attacks. Yeah, that's right, run by our criminal government. Don't roll your eyes, good old boy. The White House admits it. God, you're incredible. I know they're out there everywhere denying it. That's ridiculous. We found Al-Qaeda. They think you're so dumb. They run Al-Qaeda publicly. I just had Ronald Reagan and George Bush's chief advisor on. And he was telling, I brought that up. He said, yeah, our government runs Al-Qaeda and attacks Iran. You understand that? And you get that through your pea brain? It's real simple. They treat you like a complete idiot. Stop letting them treat us like idiots. This is dangerous. They may carry out another Al-Qaeda front attack any day in this country, or in Europe, or in Israel. All the big, rich Jews are running out of Israel. All of them. They're the richest guy left a few months ago. They're selling their houses. They're leaving. I think that's a major sign that they're going to blow the daylights out of Israel. Oh, God help us. World War III will then start. Can't all of you see what we're on the edge of? I said I'd cover all the news, and I've just spent 5 minutes on one article. It's just too insane. Okay, that's Bolton. We got corporate media loathe to explain real outrage behind terror comments. Press fails to point out track record of neocons contracting for attacks. The media circus surrounding McCain advisor Charlie Black's statement that another terror attack would be a big advantage in the election contest has completely failed to explain why such comments are so disturbing. We've had governors, Republican Party heads, state heads, syndicated columnists, op-ed writers, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld in tape saying how wonderful more attacks would be and how we need more attacks. And they wrote PNAC documents before the attack saying it sure helped them get their New World Order in. They did it. They write letters to Iran. The head of the CFR board that gave us the Homeland Security System, Gary Hart, it's bipartisan. Newt Gingrich is on the same committee. Wrote and said, we stage terror attacks. You better do what we say. Don't think the American people are against the war, that we can't stage an attack and that they won't go along with it. Then we went and asked Gary Hart about his letter, and he said, yeah, I wrote it, and it's our government may stage an event. There's no debating it. They think you're so dumb that I have predicted that Rush Limbaugh would endorse Hillary Clinton. 5 years before it happened. It happened. I mean, I predicted a lot of stuff, and you think it sounds crazy when I predict it. The way they're going, if it continues, I predict they may come right out and basically say, we carried out the attacks, but it was for your own good. I've already had special ops people email me on the street and stuff, go, yeah, so what? Maybe we did it. You got it. The people are wimps. We got to get them motivated to fight the Muslim threat. I mean, they know we know they did it now, so they're kind of just going, well, we did it for your own good. You murdering bastards. And we put out the trailer for Truth Rising that's mainly about the first responders, which is about a third of the film. The main message is get them treatment, the police and firemen. And I got emails and message posts and YouTube posts in the comments where it's confirmed to be them. It's their handle. It's their link to their page. And they are Marines. They are Army. And they're saying, we're going to kill you, Mr. Jones, for this, for making this film. We are going to kill you for saying get our police and firemen and emergency workers treatment. That's how evil their cadres are. I'm the bad guy. I am bad. We are the bad guys. You understand that? A lot of these guys know the attack was an inside job. They like it, folks. These are sick, 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 sick people. You understand our government for 50 years has been training death squads in raping and torturing children in front of their parents? It's all declassified. And I demand that those of you that support this system stop denying it to yourselves what you're part of. And you look in the mirror and you decide, you work for the system, you empower the system, you protect the system, and I don't mean from violence. You protect it by canceling our websites, shutting down our sites, going after us, threatening us, suing us, confiscating our cameras, arresting us for free speech. I mean, these cops and military that you see now on the streets of America, the military intelligence, they admit spies on tens of thousands of Americans personally. They got smiles on their faces. There's an article in mainstream British news about cops provocateuring and how they're smiling and enjoying it. Pretexts for the police to attack peaceful crowds of women and children and old men. That's what it describes. It's fun to kill freedom. It's fun to be thugs. It's fun to dress up in black uniforms and get away with evil. Let me tell you something. It isn't fun. You think you've got power, but it's only for a season. And I'm not talking about us coming after you. Do you? It's kind of like in a few cartoons where you'll have like the little goblin or the little creature or the little cat, kind of like in the Looney Tunes, where you'll have the kitten scaring the mouse. The kitten and the mouse are fighting, and the mouse is beating the kitten up. And then the mouse suddenly is terrified, and then the kitten feels real powerful and rises up and says, oh, now you're scared. But right behind the kitten is their mama, the big giant one with teeth. Or, you know, they've got lots of cartoons like that where it's a baby grizzly bear fighting with some other animal, and it's losing, and then the other animal runs off scared, and the baby grizzly bear feels tough and doesn't realize its mama's behind it. You think we're scared of you and you're on bestial, low-level power trips because you wear black uniforms, get to intimidate people and get to run around playing secret agent, and you're all jacked up in your career and make excuses for what you're part of? And you think I'm sitting here in horror of you? No, 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 no. I'm looking at what's behind you. But it isn't your mama. It isn't your friend. It's going to eat your butt, too. Do you understand? I'm sitting here going, oh, my gosh, look at that. And you think I'm going, oh, my gosh, look at you. No, 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 no. You're the leading edge. You're the cannon fodder. You are being murdered by your own masters in a eugenics program conservatively 100, 200 times the size of the Manhattan Project in funding and scope. The entire global government, our entire government, everything they do is to carry out your organized sterilization, your organized murder. And you laugh and you giggle in your own little suppressive culture and, oh, listen to these nuts, listen to these kooks, look at what they're saying now. But everything we talked about is true. Recruiting 26,000 preachers to covertly have them go teach government sermons about submitting to government and taking forced inoculations and going to labor camps and teaching flocks to accept their families being broken up. Cops coming up and taking people's video cameras, ordering the slaves around, saying there's no right to demonstrate. I mean, you're the bad guys. Period. Period. And don't give me that crap that you do all this because Al-Qaeda. Give me a break. Give me a break. I remember 3 years ago, it was almost 4 years ago, we got the Republican strategy memo about how they wanted attacks and how great attacks would be and how they really needed them. You said it wasn't real. We read public PNAC documents that are public, publicly published by the think tank saying giant terror attacks are what they need for their new world order and they need them fast. You said that isn't real. You deny reality when it's in your face. I can't tell you how many government bureaucrats and people that serve the system that have laughed at me, and then years later, they send me emails going, oh, my God, I took my 18-month-old in. They got their next round of shots, and he had a seizure that night. Oh, my God, man, I laughed at you. It's true. Jesus, help me. What do I do? You say you know detoxes. What do I do? Help me. I've had them call up here at the office. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I used to listen to you 10 years ago, and then I became a detective, and I found out my department is dealing drugs. My God, this stuff's real! But more often than not, you decide to go ahead and deal the drugs and make excuses about why you deal them. It's disgusting. I'm pontificating. They now publicly come on TV and say we sure need terror attacks. They sure do help us. And then people ask me, why would the government stage an attack? They're telling you why it would help them. An aide says there was a plot to kill Ahmed Dinajid that the U.S. and Israel tried to kill him in Baghdad and in Rome. Israel is exercising for nuclear disaster with Iran. Reuters and Yahoo and the New York Times reported Friday that Israel carried out a major military strikes this month, exercise this month, described by unnamed American officials as a rehearsal for mayhem, i.e. a powerful attack on Iran's nuclear uranium enrichment plant. And they're preparing for all-out war and counterattacks and everything else. There's big disinfo stories in the AP. Something's fishy. Experts say gas prices should be $2 a gallon, not $4. And then they go into some quotes by government people blaming it on speculators. It has nothing to do with that. And I find no adults. I find no one on financial shows. But you talk to financial people at oil companies and... Last night, I just so happened to be somewhere at dinner where there was an oil company chief officer there, and I was talking to him, and he was going, yeah, no, it's all the dollar, that's right. And he said, thank God for any speculation. The speculation's in the drilling, mainly. Running around drilling everywhere, which is good. It actually causes exploration with larger wildcats that... Then cut out the big monopolies that are not drilling because they want to artificially suppress oil. It's availability to jack up prices. You heard me with Ray McGovern, former chief CIA analyst for the president. You heard, and I said, it's they don't want oil to flow. And he said, that's right. That's what this is about. See, the neocons get up and say, see, less oil's flowing. We didn't do it for oil. Knowing they're talking to people that have minds less than that of a child. Just looking through a mercury chemtrail fluoride haze. Listen to this. Oil prices will not come down, says OPEC boss. And they said, no, they're not going to be coming down. They just want stability. And they said on the weekend, I sat there and watched the OPEC meeting. This is London Telegraph. They said, look, the dollar's been devalued, and that's the end of it. And it's not our fault that speculators are trying to get out of the dollar, so they're rushing into commodities that has increased at some. But the lion's share of the increase, 70-plus percent, is the dollar devaluation. And there's nothing we can do about it. Your governments did this. But you'll never hear that in our news, because truth is something that just can't be heard on mainstream-controlled whore media. Okay. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Ray McGovern kept making the point when he was on with us in the first hour. He's back on for a full hour next week.
You know what I'm talking about.
That it's the over-the-topness of the criminals running the government that even makes him stagger. I mean, it's just, again, I keep saying it, memos about how they sexually torture small children, running giant child kidnapping rings of Christians. It's okay to kill Muslims. secret police, public martial law plans, FEMA camps being built, funding Al-Qaeda, running Al-Qaeda, attacking all these countries. To have Al-Qaeda attacking Iran and then saying Iran's Al-Qaeda, I mean, I know I keep repeating it. It's just, it's so incredible. It's so incredible. But Jordan Maxwell brought it up yesterday, and I've run into it. A lot of young people, I'm talking about teenagers, don't know where the sun goes. I mean, they're the equivalent of gibbering, ignorant savages. They know nothing. They don't know where meat, a lot of them just go, you'll say, you ever thought about where a package of meat comes from? And they'll go, huh? And see, for us that are tuned into this show and tuned into alternative news, it's hard for us to believe until you look at the studies. 80-something percent of high school graduates don't know who the vice president is. More than half the population of your average state can't name the capital of their state. I mean, they don't even know what government is. They're just, I mean, I've got the proof. I've got state police. In Road to Tyranny, they find a pocket constitution at a checkpoint, and the cops are like, one of them starts going, I can't believe it. I can't. He's like he's found video of children having their heads cut off or something. But that's okay, actually, because actually, in their twisted world, that's good if it's out fighting Al-Qaeda that we run. But then if it's a pocket constitution, he's, I can't believe it. Look at all this paraphernalia. Pocket constitution. It's unbelievable. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, just mindless trash. Mindless, wicked, evil, hog-like demon. You idiot. You swore an oath to that sacred document, you piece of mindless jellyfish excrement. I mean, how could I not be disgusted with you? Look at you! You are pathetic! You're bringing down our whole society because of your ignorance out there. Folks, I read this article out of England. Listen to this. The war on photographers. You're all Al-Qaeda suspects now. When you hear the phrase, helping police with their inquiries, does an image of dedicated, selfless citizenry instantly spring to mind, or do you wonder whether the reality is not slightly more sinister? How about a voluntary handing over film to the police, and they physically grab it from you? Stephen Carroll is a keen amateur photographer with an interest in candid portraits. Then it goes into mainstream people being grabbed here now. Street photography, he calls it. December of 07, he was in the center of Hull taking photos. Unfortunately for him, his actions were spotted by two local policemen. They stopped him in the middle of the boots and asked him to accompany them outside. There they told him that he had been taking photographs of sensitive buildings, one said. I'm taking your film. Mr. Carroll requested an explanation. He asked whether he was obliged to hand over the film. In vain, every time he asked back came the same response. I'm taking your film. RoboCop is alive and well and apparently working in Humberside. When he eventually handed over his film, he was asked to turn out his pockets and show what other film he had. The police filled out one of their ubiquitous forms, this one labeled Stop and Search, and went on their way. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.